You're listening to KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. Some businesses in Norman have seen their sales drop as construction continues on two nearby road and bridge projects. As part of our weekly conversation about business in Oklahoma, I spoke with Journal Record editor Ted Struley about how projects on Lindsay Street and I-35 have affected foot traffic. Ted, Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming writes there's been a drop-off in sales at several retailers. Which stores did she talk to, and what did they tell her?
Well, she talked to International Pantry and Thompson Pools and Patio, as well as the city and the Chamber of Commerce. But the retailers said they've had a significant drop in business because of the construction. And Mike Thompson, the pool and spa dealer, said specifically his business was down 12%. But he did point out they were down 21% 2 years ago. So although they're not thrilled, it's not quite as bad as they feared.
Are the store owners concerned their businesses may not be able to survive this?
No one said that to us directly, but the general manager at International Pantry said, you know, she's really felt the pinch of online sales competition since about 2008. And then cutting into the foot traffic, as this does, really compounds the problem. She said that when the Lindsay exit on I-35 closed, they really saw business decline.
So what are the long-term consequences of all of these detours and just the difficulty, really, of getting to these shops now?
The retailers said that they're worried that shoppers will develop, you know, new patterns during the construction, new shopping patterns, and they won't be able to break those new habits easily and return to their old ones. So they're fearing some long-term consequences.
When are the projects supposed to be completed?
Concrete was poured on the bridge this week on Tuesday, and it should be open this summer. The city is handling the street work, and that should be done by November.
Are there any concerns the bridge project may not be finished on time?
A little bit. The Department of Transportation told us last week they might have to halt some projects if state appropriations get cut, as many are fearing, but so far it's proceeding as planned.
Now, I want to switch gears just a minute and talk about some action at the Oklahoma City Council. Councilman John Pettis Jr. has called for a review of the city's noise ordinance. Oh, what brought this on?
Well, Councilman Pettis said the proposed ordinance change was prompted by complaints from residents near the Lost Lakes Amphitheater and Water Park at Northeast 10th Street in Bryant.
So residents have been complaining about Lost Lakes. Has Pettis been hearing complaints about the nearby zoo amphitheater, too?
He said that he has, so all of that is going to be part of the city's review.
Now, we should mention that the Insane Clown Posse is holding their three-day Gathering of the Juggalos concert at Lost Lake Amphitheater in July. I mean, does this play into the complaints at all?
Pettis didn't mention that event specifically, but said nearby residents were growing pretty weary of all the loud concerts, and often on weeknights and well past 1 a.m., so the neighborhoods over there were established decades ago, and the park was built pretty recently. So residents, Pettis says, really were not expecting the problem when they brought those homes.
Some of the proposed changes are pretty significant to the noise ordinance. Concerts could only be held on Friday, Saturday, and holiday nights, and only until 11 p.m. Would it affect future concerts that have already been scheduled at these venues?
It could, yes. The zoo amphitheater already has pretty strict rules regarding timing and decibel level and such, so it's likely to have a greater effect on shows at Lost Lakes.
So what's the next step for the proposed noise ordinance revisions?
The proposal has to be reviewed by the Oklahoma City Planning Commission before a final decision by the city council, but it should all be resolved well before that Insane Clown Posse show, which is scheduled for late July.
Ted Struley is the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much.
Jacob, my pleasure.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, at Journal Record and at KGOU News.